Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namastasmai Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Papu Gyanamayam Somya Yamukam Purahashavam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of Vasudeva, who compiled the Vedic literatures. The pure devotees drink up the nectarian transcendental knowledge dropping from the lotus-like mouth of the Lord. Today we're reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Reading from Chapter 2, Contents of the Gita, summarized, Text 46. Yavan artha uddapane. Yavan artha uddapane. Sarvata sampluto deke. Sarvata sampluto deke. Tavan sarve shuve deshu. Tavan sarve duve. Tavan sarve shuve deshu. Brahmanasya vijanata. Brahmanasya vijanata. Yavan artha uddapane. Sarvata sampluto deke. Tavan sarveshu vedeshu. Brahmanasya vijanata. Yavan artha uddapane. Sarvata sampluto deke. Tavan sarveshu vedeshu. Brahmanasya vijanata. Yavan artha uddapane. Sarvata sampluto deke. Tarvan sarveshu vedeshu. Brahmanasya vijanata. Yavan artha uddapane. Sarvata sampluto deke. Tarvan sarvetu vedeshu. Brahmanasya vijanata. Yavan artha uddapane. Sarvata sampluto deke. Tavan sarveshu vedeshu. Brahmanasya vijanata. Yavan. All that artha is meant. Uddapane. In a well of water. Sarvata. In all respects. Sampluta udake. In a great reservoir of water. Tavan. Similarly, sarveshu, in all, vedeshu, Vedic literatures, brahmanasya, of the man who knows the supreme Brahman, vijanata, who is in complete knowledge. Translation. All purposes served by a small well can at once be served by a great reservoir of water, Similarly, all the purposes of the Vedas can be served to one who knows the purpose behind them. Please repeat. All purposes served by a small well can at once be served by a great reservoir of water. Similarly, all the purposes of the Vedas can be served to one who knows the purpose behind them. Purport. The rituals and sacrifices mentioned in the Karmakanda division of the Vedic literature are meant to encourage gradual development of self-realization. And the purpose of self-realization is clearly stated in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 15:15. The purpose of studying the Vedas is to know Lord Krishna, the primeval cause of everything. So, self-realization means understanding Krishna and one's eternal relationship with Him. The relationship of the living entities with Krishna is also mentioned in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 15:7. The living entities are parts and parcels of Krishna. Therefore, revival of Krishna consciousness by the individual living entity is the highest perfectional stage of Vedic knowledge. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam 3:33:7 as follows. Ato bata svapacho to gadiyan yajiva greva tate namatubhyam te pustapas te chuhuvu sasno arya brahmanuchur namakrinati te yete. O my Lord, a person who is chanting your holy name, this is Devahuti speaking to Kapila, a person who is chanting your holy name, although born of a low family like that of a chandala, a dog eater, is situated on the highest platform of self-realization. Such a person must have performed all kinds of penances and sacrifices according to Vedic rituals and study the Vedic liturgies many, many times after taking his bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage. Such a person is considered to be the best of the Aryan family. So one must be intelligent enough to understand the purpose of the Vedas without being attached to the rituals only, and must not desire to be elevated to the heavenly kingdoms for a better quality of sense gratification. It is not possible for the common man in this age to follow all the rules and regulations of the Vedic rituals, nor is it possible to study all of the Vedanta and the Upanishads thoroughly. It requires much time, energy, knowledge, and resources to execute the purposes of the Vedas. This is hardly possible in this age. The best purpose of Vedic culture is served, however, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, as recommended by Lord Chaitanya, the deliverer of all fallen souls. When Lord Chaitanya was asked by a great Vedic scholar, Prakashananda Sarasvati, why he, the Lord, was chanting the holy name of the Lord like a sentimentalist instead of studying Vedanta philosophy, the Lord replied that his spiritual master had found him to be a great fool and thus asked him to chant the holy name of the Lord, the holy name of Lord Krishna. He did so and became ecstatic like a madman. In this age of Kali, most of the population is foolish and not adequately educated to understand Vedanta philosophy. The best purpose of Vedanta philosophy is served by inoffensively chanting the holy name of the Lord. Vedanta is the last word in Vedic wisdom. And the author and knower of the Vedanta philosophy is Lord Krishna. And the highest Vedantist is the great soul who takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord. That is the ultimate purpose of all Vedic mysticism. End of the purport. Om Gyan Simrandasha Gyananjala Shalakaya Chakshulam Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Taitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. It's on page 1. First page of the introduction. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaisnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Rata Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Oh my dear Krishna, you are the friend of the distressed and the source of creation. You are the master of the gopis and the lover of Radharani. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Rishabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sandubhya Evacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Taitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. 246. Yavannata Udapane Sarvata Samplutodake Tavan Sarveshu Vedeshu Brahmanasya Vijanata. All purposes served by a small well can at once be served by a great reservoir of water. Similarly, all the purposes of the Vedas can be served to one who knows the purpose behind them. First thing Prabhupada mentions in the purport is the purpose of studying the Vedas is to know Krishna. This is described in 15:15. It's a very famous verse. Savashichaham ridisanivisto matasmriti gyanam apohanam cha vedaischa saveraham eva vedyo vedantakrit vedavitevacham. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Krishna speaking. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. So the purpose of the Vedas is to know Krishna. So what we were reading the last few verses was all about the Vedas. This is the last verse in this section that's about the Vedas. It was describing in the Karmakanda section of the Vedas how people do certain rituals and sacrifices for sense gratification, to go, example, to the heavenly planets. They're performing all kinds of fire sacrifices, but that it's not to please Krishna. Ultimately, it's for their own sense gratification. So now Krishna is saying at the actual purpose of the Vedas is to know Krishna and to know our relationship with Krishna. In Prabhupada quotes from 15:7, that Krishna says that we're his parts and parcels. Mamaivamso jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana manasatstani indriyani prakriti stani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Mamai Vamsho. My eternal fragmental parts. It's compared to a fire and the sparks. So the sparks are also little bits of fire, but they're parts of the fire. So then in the next, what Prabhupada quotes in the purport is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3:33-7. So in this part of the Bhagavatam, what's happened is Devahuti married Kadama Muni, and then she had a very special son, and he was called Lord Kapila Dev, and he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So after Kadama Muni left home, then she was saying she still had her son, but then when he said that he was going to leave home, then she got all afraid, and so he gave her transcendental knowledge. And after she received this transcendental knowledge, then she says her prayers to Kapila Dev, and this is one of them that's here in the purport, about how a person who is chanting the holy name, even if born in a low family, like that of a chandala, a dog eater, there are some people in India, they want to eat meat, but they instead of, they don't eat cows because they're sacred, but they want some meat, so they eat a dog. Like we over here we would think, eating a dog, that's a pet. And over there there are people who make dog soup. So they're considered not very high class people, they're outside the Varnashram system. But even such a person can, by chanting, such a person must have performed all kinds of penances and sacrifices according to Vedic rituals. So Prabhupada explained in the purport to this verse in the Bhagavatam that people must have done something in their previous life to get the good karma to chant in this life. Such a person is considered to be the best of the Aryan family. Aryan family that was mentioned in earlier in chapter 2, in 2.2 it was mentioned. Krishna was calling Arjuna. He was saying, he's saying he doesn't want to fight. So Krishna is saying, my dear Arjuna, how have these impurities come upon you? They are not all at all befitting a man who knows the value of life. And in the Sanskrit it's An Arya. He's calling him An Arya. So that's explained in the purport as, persons who know the value of life and have a civilization based on spiritual realization. It's like Bhaktirik had a tough day. Persons who are led by the material conception of life do not know that the aim of life is realization of the absolute truth. They are captivated by the external features of the material world, and therefore they don't know what liberation is. Persons who have no knowledge of liberation from material bondage are non-Aryans. So Krishna was calling, referring to Arjuna as non-Aryan if he didn't want to fight. Aryans are those who are civilized, whose manners are regulated according to the Vedas. And in the purport to the verse in the Bhagavatam that's quoted, Prabhupada says that the best Aryan is a devotee who chants Hare Krishna. So the next point he makes in the purport is that he's saying one must be intelligent enough to understand the purpose of the Vedas without being attached to the rituals only. And he's advising us not to desire going to the heavenly kingdom. Sometimes if you ask a devotee, would you like to go to the heavenly kingdoms? And they're attracted, they say, yes, I would actually like to see what it's like there. They've heard it's such nice, sense gratification, long life, you know, very pleasurable. So they're thinking, yes, I would like to go there. So Prabhupada's advising us not to want to go there, because it's temporary. It's very nice, but then you have to come back here, then you're back where you started, back to square one. So our relationship with Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised us to take on the mood of servant of the servant of Krishna, Das Anudas Anudas. And I didn't find the right quotation. What I was planning to do was to read it from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Who knows it, the whole verse? Das Anudas? Gopi Bartur? Parakamalayo? Das Anudas, that's the last two lines. Anyway, I found it on the Vedabase, but I wrote the wrong number down, so I didn't find it in the CC. So this is the mood that we're trying to get. Then it's mentioned the Vedanta philosophy. Veda Anta, the conclusion of the Vedas, is bhakti. Bhakti Veda Anta. Bhakti Vedanta. Prabhupada's name means bhakti is the conclusion of the Vedas. Then in the last paragraph, Prabhupada's mentioning the story with Lord Chaitanya and Prakashananda Sarasvati. That's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 7, text 68. So I thought we could go a little bit into Chaitanya Lila and see what's happening. Prakashananda Saraswati, however, caught Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally by the hand and seated him with great respect in the midst of the assembly. Prakashananda Saraswati then said, "I understand that your name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. You are a disciple of Sri Keshava Bharati, and therefore you are glorious. You belong to our Sankara Sampradaya and live in our village, Varanasi. Why then do you not associate with us? Why is it that you avoid even seeing us?" He was big Mayavadi. "You are a sannyasi. Why then do you indulge in chanting and dancing, engaging in your Sankirtan movement in the company of fanatics? Meditation and the study of Vedanta are the sole duties of a sannyasi. Why do you abandon these and dance with fanatics? You look as brilliant as if you were Narayan himself. Will you kindly explain the reason that you have adopted the behavior of lower class people?" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied to Prakashananda Saraswati, "My dear sir, kindly hear the reason. My spiritual master considered me a fool, and therefore he chastised me. 'You are a fool,' he said. 'You are not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy, and therefore you must always chant the holy name of Krishna. This is the essence of all mantras or Vedic hymns. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord." He's sitting there looking at them. "One will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. In this age of Kali, there is no religious principle other than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purpose of all scriptures." "After describing the potency of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, my spiritual master taught me another verse, advising me to always keep it within my throat." And the verse that he learned from his spiritual master was, "Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalau nastyeva 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 gatir anyata. For spiritual progress in this age of Kali, there is no alternative. There is no alternative. There is no alternative to the holy name. The holy name, the holy name of the Lord. Since I received this order from my spiritual master, I always chant the holy name. But I thought that by chanting and chanting the holy name, I had been bewildered. While chanting the holy name of the Lord in pure ecstasy, I lose myself, and thus I laugh, cry, dance, and sing just like a madman. Collecting my patience, therefore, I began to consider that chanting the holy name of Krishna had covered all my spiritual knowledge. I saw that I had become mad by chanting the holy name, and I immediately submitted this at the lotus feet of my spiritual master. My dear Lord, what kind of mantra have you given me? I have become mad simply by chanting this Maha Mantra. Chanting the holy name in ecstasy causes me to dance, laugh, and cry. When my spiritual master heard all this, he smiled and then began to speak. It is the nature of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. So that was part of the story of Prakashananda, Sarasvati, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was one recording that Prabhupada made of the Maha Mantra, and then he recorded the purport, and I remember he was saying that this chanting is not an artificial imposition on the mind. It's our natural condition. The soul is naturally Krishna conscious. It's just a little covered over with some dust, like a thick layer of dust, like a few meters deep or something. So there's this prayer that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote. It's called the Shikshastakam. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvarpanam shreyakara vachandrika vitaranam vichavadu jivanam anandam buri vardanam pratipadam purnam ritasvadanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam. When I was here about 6 years ago, we used to say this every day in the morning. 1 week this prayer, 1 week Tulsi translation, and 1 week something else. The name, 10 offenses. Oh, that was before. Oh, the 7 purposes of ISKCON. Oh. So the translation of this verse is of Cheto Darpana Marjanam is all glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together, and thus extinguishes the blazing fire of conditioned life, of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large, because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. Anybody want the nectar? So the heart is described as a mirror covered with a layer of dust. The last point, let me see how I got onto it. I wanted to read 8:28. It's comparing devotional service with other paths. Vedeshu yakyeshu tapashu chaiva daneshu yat punya phalam pradistam adyeti tat sarvam idam viditva yogi param stanam opaiti chajam. A person who accepts the path of devotional service is not bereft of the results derived from studying the Vedas, performing austerities, sacrifices, giving charity, or pursuing philosophical and fruitive activities. Simply by performing devotional service, he attains all these. And at the end, he reaches the supreme eternal abode. So, shall we go for it? I'll just tell you what a brahmachari has to do. In the Purport, Prabhupada speaks about a brahmachari. One has to study the Vedas under the guidance of the spiritual master and undergo many austerities and penances while living under his care. A brahmachari has to live in the home of the spiritual master just like a servant, and he must beg alms from door to door and bring them to the spiritual master. He takes food only under the master's order, and if the master neglects to call the student for food that day, the student fasts. These are some of the Vedic principles for observing brahmacharya. So that was what I prepared for today. Has anyone got any additions, any comments? I'll just read the verse again. All purposes served by a small well can at once be served by a great reservoir of water. Similarly, all the purposes of the Vedas can be served to one who knows the purpose behind them. What is the purpose behind the Vedas? The highest Vedantist is the great soul who takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord. That is the ultimate purpose of all Vedic mysticism. Yes. It can't be true, it's too easy. This process can't be true, it's too easy. They want something more complicated. If it's so easy, then why don't you do it? Oh, I didn't, I can't remember the end of the story, Bhagavad Gita is also called Gita Upanishad. You would have to ask someone who's done the Vedas and Upanishads course We're not quite on the level of perfect chanting yet. Bhakti Rik says, reading Bhagavad Gita is serving Krishna with your intelligence. That's a verse from chapter 18, text 70. And Krishna is saying to Arjuna, not Krishna. Yes, Krishna is saying to Arjuna. And I declare he who studies this sacred conversation of ours worships me by his intelligence. But then in Chaitanya Lila, they were able to have kirtan for hours and hours and hours and hours. But we might not be on that level yet. We can practice by going. Where is the 6-hour kirtan? The Hague? 24th of December? And then we've got the Radhadesh Mellows in January. Last weekend of January. Okay, so I'll stop here. Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
I finished 2 minutes before time. It's a record.
Oh, me smell, where's it?